All right, it's 8:43. You're listening to AM 1050 WLIP. I am Lenny Palmer. Got a couple guests in the studio here. We've got Scott Carney with Lakeview Health. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing really well today. Thanks,
Lenny. And Chuck. Is Chuck okay? Chuck leaving
Chuck's
it at
great.
That? Chuck has been, you've been, no, Scott, you've been working with Chuck here with Lakeview Health?
Yes, yeah. I'm at Chuck about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Okay, all right. And Chuck, now, you're coming in here, you're going to sort of bare your soul to everybody here, so we know that.
I'm good.
You're a recovering addict.
Yes.
That we can use that term.
Yes.
How did you start? I want to get right off the dime on this one. There's a lot of people hear about addiction all the time, and they sort of understand, they think they know what it is, but unless they've been in there, unless they've been in that big, huge hole you can dig for yourself in the ground, it's really, you know, if you're not looking up out of the hole and you're just looking down, I guess you don't really get a real picture of it.
No.
And I shouldn't even call it a hole. I should call it an abyss, because that's what it is. I want to ask you, Chuck, how did you get started using drugs?
With the doctors. I had back surgeries. I had two back surgeries. I had 14 screws in my back.
What happened?
I had degenerative discs.
Okay.
And
was it work related or just natural? Okay.
And it was, anytime I went in there, they were offering more and more and more, but they were never telling me, this stuff's habit forming, this stuff's addictive.
So what were they giving you?
They were giving me, in the beginning, Vicodin,
okay,
oxycodone, Oxycontin, Percocets, you name it. I had a prescription for it. And at the end, my tolerance was so high, they put me on 150 milligram fentanyl patches with 10
Which
milligram.
Is what, by the way, excuse me, Scott, you and I have been talking about fentanyl, right?
Right.
Okay.
So deadly.
Very deadly. We'll get to that in a second,
500
too.
500 times stronger than morphine.
Yeah. Which is what they're cutting heroin with now here.
Or they're just giving you straight fentanyl.
They're just giving you straight fentanyl. So you're on the fentanyl now. You're off mm-hmm. the Percocet and the oxycodone and
they
all
They were giving me that too.
So what do you do? I mean, so you've got all these prescriptions in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
No one asked you, no one said, hey, how much of this are you taking?
No.
No? Just this was, in other words, to alleviate your pain.
Exactly.
Okay. And what happens is, and as you said, you develop a tolerance for these things, and they will do two things. They will increase the dosage
mm-hmm.
or change the drug or both, correct?
Right.
So now you're taking fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was this as far as in years? How many years ago?
2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Two, 3 years ago.
2013.
2013. So now what happens? I mean, why aren't you, I mean, how did you gravitate? Where did you go from the fentanyl?
From the fentanyl, I was cut off. And my
No more script. Okay.
And my wife watched me go through the worst withdrawals ever, flopping
can
like
you,
a fish.
Yeah, can you explain some of that? Because I think a lot of people don't understand this either. When you said flopping like a fish, you meant it.
I meant it. I was on the floor in the living room, hot, cold. I couldn't get up if the house was on fire, puking, all the other stuff that goes along mm-hmm. with it. No control, just screaming for the drug, my whole body. I went to go buy some pills from a friend that had them. They wasn't really a friend, but someone who had pills.
Somebody who could get you high.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bare my soul here. The girl said, I don't have any pills. Well, you're stupid. And she had these little bags of brown stuff. And
okay.
I said, what is this? And she said, it's heroin. And I said, that's the devil. I said, that's the devil. I saw the movies in the 70s, you know.
Sure.
It's the devil. And she said, it's the same thing the doctors are giving you. It's just a different form. It's an opiate. So
she wasn't all that wrong.
She's no,
no
she wasn't. And that's
ahead.
What people need to understand. And that's why we have an epidemic in Kenosha right now.
Uh-huh.
So I wound up a lot cheaper, easier to get.
How much is heroin?
Heroin
right now in the market, like 10 bucks,
10, $20 for per high.
That's the Mexican brown stuff we're talking about.
Yes.
That's what you got originally. Can I just ask a couple other questions here? Mm-hmm. Did you inject it, shoot up the
no,
first time?
No, I have snorted. A phobia of needles, so I
you,
got
So you snorted
there.
It, you snorted it.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why my level was so high that I was using.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is you can't tell the difference between fentanyl and heroin. it's heroin. Mm-hmm. So, and it just became, you said the hole, it was a toilet bowl. Mm-hmm. I was swirling at the bottom of it. That continued for the last 2 or 3 years. It progressed, got worse, to the point where, thank God, I have a great employer, a beautiful wife. I finally said, after I saw that girl overdose, and I was like, I'm helping her, but I won't.
No, wait
myself.
A minute. You didn't tell us about that. I mean, you saw somebody overdose.
I went to go pick up a 20 bag one night, and
$20 worth.
$20 mm-hmm. worth. And this girl that I knew could get it said, I got two coming. I'll give you one. And she had the same. She was injecting mm-hmm. about $150 to $200 a day. And
so she's spiking herself, and you're snorting. Okay.
Yes. And she shot her 20 bag and hit the floor, which in my insanity, I called 911 for her, but I couldn't wait to do mine. I just watched her die from it. She got, you know, they saved her.
Mm-hmm. With Narcan?
With Narcan.
Okay.
But I couldn't wait to do mine. I said, I'm willing to help her, but I'm not willing to help myself.
I want to interrupt you. Scott Carney here with Lakeview Health. That's the point.
Correct.
What Chuck just said here is that's the point.
Exactly.
I mean, here he's got somebody who's basically, you know, dying in front of him, but he's more worried about getting high.
That's how powerful the disease is.
That is, yes, it's an incredibly powerful disease because it wipes everything else out. It wipes everything else out. So she OD'd, mm-hmm. but rescuers came, gave her Narcan, and brought her back.
Yes.
Some people, by the way, Scott, and I'm back to this Narcan again, if people don't know what it is, do they inject that in your system?
Well, it starts, they try a nasal...
right.
You know, they'll
inhaler right in your nose. Yeah.
If they can't bring them back, then they can inject.
Okay.
You know.
And aren't there people that have had Narcan multiple times, have been brought back from the brink multiple times?
I've had patients that have been dosed with Narcan 3 and 4 times before they come back.
They're basically like I'm talking about, but I mean, overdose up, then they OD again. I'm talking about multiple
ODs. Repeat,
ODs.
Repeat, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, within a week, I've had patients that have OD'd 2 and 3 times.
And basically
been brought back by
just like Lazarus, basically right. Back from the dead.
Right.
I've known people who've done it 2 or 3 times in a day.
In Narcan?
Yeah. So.
And again, going back, Chuck, again to the power of the drug, that tells you something. I mean, here you almost died. Mm-hmm. You're brought back from the brink, and you just go back and do it again.
Yeah.
How powerless you are over the addiction and the drug.
Okay, Chuck. We're in this scenario here now, and let's fast forward from there. Now you're a full blown heroin addict.
Yes.
Okay. Never mainlining though. You're always snorted.
Yes.
A lot of people think that heroin is just something that you just shoot into your veins, but no, snorting is a big problem. And
there's people who smoke it.
Oh yeah, and they smoke it too. They'll roll. I mean, smoke it with just about anything. Mm-hmm. Smoke it pure. They'll roll it up. They even roll it up with tobacco, marijuana. Mm-hmm. They'll roll it up in there too as well and get sort of a double bang for their buck, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So now, how many times a day are you at the worst time here? How many times a day are you snorting then? Is it a one time, two times?
No, 6, 7, 8, as much as I could.
Uh-huh.
As much as I could. I would have to have it as soon as I woke up. I would go out to the garage, do is, you know, whatever I had left, whether it was a 20 bag or a 50 bag. If it was a 20, I'd have to go get some right away.
Now, a 50 bag is a hell of a load. Yeah, it's a hell of a load.
Yeah, I would do that, and then that would keep me till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd have to go get more. That would keep me till 6. I'd have to go get more, and then in the evening, I'd have to get enough for the evening and the next morning.
Well, that takes a lot of money.
It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. It takes everything.
Do we get to ask you where you got the money? Are you working while you're doing this?
I was working.
By the way, a lot of, excuse me, I'm interrupting you again.
No.
Scott Carney here with Lakeview Health again. There are a lot of people working addicts out there.
Functioning addicts.
Functioning addicts. That would be you, Chuck?
As well as alcoholics.
Yeah. That would be you?
Yes, that would be me.
Uh-huh.
But towards the end...
So you didn't stick a gun in anybody's face, right?
No, but I was pawning, I was borrowing, I was doing other things that I shouldn't have been doing when I couldn't come up with legitimate money.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, but I never robbed anybody or you know, did anything like that. I'm blessed because I'm sure that was down the real quick.
Mm-hmm. It is 8:53. You're listening to AM 1050 WLIP. I'm Lenny Palmer in the studio with us here, Scott Carney with Lakeview Health, and Chuck, who's a self-described recovering addict. You're always recovering, by the way. You're never
one day at a time.
Yeah, it's one day at a time things, and you have to. It's a mountain you climb every day. But what you can do is you can sort of lower the height of that mountain and make it a little bit easier to scale. So, how long are you in the life now? I mean, were you in the life
of addiction?
Of addiction, yeah.
7 or 8 years.
7 or 8 years totally. Mm-hmm. Starting with the opiates you got legally.
Yes.
For back pain.
Yes.
Going back again, you said Percocet, not Percodan, right? Percocet?
Percocet.
The Elvis drugs, they call them, Percodan and Percocet. Mm-hmm. That was basically Elvis's stuff.
Yep.
Oxycodone.
Oxycodone. One's time released. Only difference between oxycodone and Oxycontin is one's time released, right. One isn't. One's immediate.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I would get my prescription, I'd be outside of Walgreens. I would get 90, 20-milligram oxys. I would take 10 right away, 200 milligrams, which is probably enough to kill both of you guys right away. Just to get to work, and I'd have to sit in the parking lot until it kicked in. I would take the 90 within 2 days, a month's worth within 2 days. It just
now got you had legal script for that.
Yes.
And what happened to you is how you got under the Mexican brown heroin here is because you ran out of the legal script, mm-hmm. and you wanted to get high.
I had to.
Now it's not just like, oh, this isn't for my pain anymore.
No.
It's got nothing to do with pain.
No, the pain's gone.
Let me change it. A different kind of pain, the pain mm-hmm. that I have to get high.
Right.
Are we right on that, Scott? Yes. That's what it is, exactly what
some
it is.
Some people call it the Asian flu.
Uh-huh. Never-ending?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, never-ending. There are people who have been addicts, like as we talked about, their whole lives. It's their many, many, many people, of course, dying at incredible rates. Now, Scott, Scott Carney here with Lakeview Health again. Off, Mike, we were talking about there was a new load of batch of fentanyl that came in, and you said there were 14 ODs in Milwaukee?
14 overdose deaths.
Deaths. Now, yes, in Milwaukee. Yeah. And very quick, Scott, I want to ask about fentanyl. We talked about it on the air before here when you were in the studio a couple times ago, is that fentanyl now is being cut into heroin and
correct.
Sometimes just replacing all the entire bag of heroin.
Exactly. Because fentanyl's, you know, it adds an extra boost to the high. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, depending on fentanyl, sometimes they get it for less. They get it cheaper, the dealer. And they mix it in, and they want to keep you coming back, so they've got good shit.
Yeah, is fentanyl a homegrown product, or is it coming from like heroin from Mexico, south of the border?
Mexico, China, they're making it, they're manufacturing it, and then bringing it over. Sometimes they're disguising it as Oxycontin pills mm-hmm. and stuff. And there was a bunch in California that thought they were just taking 5-milligram Vicodins, and uh-huh. they were overdosing because it was pure fentanyl. So
are you by the, at this time, Chuck, at the worst time of mm-hmm. of your addiction, are you using pure fentanyl?
There's a couple times I did. Yeah, you can tell the difference in the taste. So
okay, and how about the high?
Yeah. It's like I said, it's 500 times stronger than morphine. It's probably 100 times stronger than heroin.
So instead of a Saturn rocket, you got an Atlas rocket.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right?
You're to the moon.
Yeah, you're to the moon and back, according to how you feel, but. Mm-hmm. What about your family? I mean, you're a married man?
I'm a married man. I have a...
Your wife stuck with you?
She did. She's
God
my
bless
saint.
Her.
She's my mm-hmm. rock. I love her. Love
mm-hmm.
you, man. I put them through hell. I mm-hmm. literally put them through hell. She stuck with me. I owe big amends to them. I can't undo what I did. I can just do it one day at a time, not go back to that person by staying in recovery. A lot of people have lost everything. I know people who are living in alleys right now, and their only friends and family is heroin.
Or graveyards.
Yeah.
So you came to Scott here, and Scott Carney here with Lakeview Health. I got to ask you now something. What's the first step?
Well, I got a phone call from Chuck. He was wanting to get help, and he was in the Racine at... Wheaton Franciscan sitting outside, and he called and wanted help, and I tried to coach him through that turbulent, unbelievable time at that point, because he's just basically freaking out because he needed that and he wanted to get help and all the emotions. And So Chuck can, you know, tell the story. He's I wanted this is totally unsolicited. Chuck called, you know, wanted to come in and talk about this because he wants to help people and wants to tell his experience. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really good if, coming from Chuck. But yeah, so I met with him at the care center and him and his wife and worked through some stuff and got him into Lakeview. And Chuck, if you want to comment on.
Yeah, I was, I my sister-in-law's gave me his number. She's in social work. And I called him. I was in Wheaton, and they told me I was too high to go to detox. So I'm like, I got to wait till I can't get here if I'm dope sick. So they put me in the care center, and we were weighing our options. I had called him. He got me into the care center in Kenosha here. They're got me through the detox part of it. And then we were looking at different treatments in the area. And
we are where we are. Yes. You know where we are? We're like, I can't believe we're out of time already.
Oh, no.
We're out of time already. And let's do this again.
Can we?
Can we do this again?
Yes.
Because I want to finish this story, but we got a really busy day here. No. Scott Carney with Lakeview Health and Chuck for being so frank in your discussion. I want to do this again, okay?
Yes.
We got an okay on that. We're going to news here. Stuff like this is fascinating because it's real people dealing with real issues, you know, and that's what we're all about here too in Lennyland. All right.